Jake relaxed when he saw it was two young boys standing there poking each other, evidently daring each other to take another step into the ransacked apartment.
"What are you two doing here?"
he boomed, grinning as he watched them jump a mile. Jake, thankfully, was quick enough to step around them and block the door so they couldn't run before he had a chance to ask them a couple of questions. The bigger of the two couldn't have been more than about 8 years old, but growing up in a building like this had obviously forced him to grow a pair a lot sooner than most kids that age. He was the one who replied.
"We should be asking you the same thing. You ain't the guy that lives here. Are you back here to steal more of his stuff?"
The kid had balls, that was for sure. Jake liked him instantly.
"What do you mean? You sure the guy that lives here isn't just a bad housekeeper?"
Jake said.
"What are your names?
I'll need them for my official report." Jake pulled out his badge wallet for effect. He knew all the kids expected it from seeing cop shows. Might as well play the game. When they had both examined his shield and accompanying ID as carefully and thoroughly as 8-year-olds could, the bigger kid replied,
"I'm Henry, and this is my cousin Jamal. We live in 300 down there."
He pointed across and down the hall to the left. Jake said,
"Tell me what you're doing in this apartment. You guys do this?"
Jake waved his hand around at the trashed room. He had to bite his lip to keep from grinning when he saw the look of terror fill the boy's eyes.
"No way! We didn't do anything!"
Henry swore.
"We just saw the door open and Jamal dared me to look inside. The guy that lived here was always yelling at somebody. He was kind of weird. We just wanted to look, honest."
"Did you ever see anyone come up here, like visitors or anything?"
Jake asked. Hesitation flashed on Henry's face and he added, "It would be a big help to my investigation if you could tell me." Henry looked at Jamal, and they whispered something Jake couldn't quite make out. He looked up at Jake and asked,
"Does this make us confidential informants like on TV?"
Jake mustered the most serious look he could and replied that it did. More whispering produced an additional question from Henry, who wanted to know how much their information was worth. After all, he reasoned, the cops on TV were always handing out money to their informants. Jake had never been shaken down by an 8-year-old before. But grinning to himself, he reached for the money clip in his trouser pocket.
"If you guys are going to be my CIs," he told them, using the TV cop terminology he expected they had heard, "then I expect good information. You got that? Something I don't already know."
Henry and Jamal's eyes lit up, and Henry nodded his head affirmatively as he stuck out his hand for the folded 20 Jake offered.